This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The thing is, I can do Skype, though, on the next... And we have, coming up, John Moore... And, of course, his website is thelibertyman.com. I'm going to put that website up, thelibertyman.com. John, tell us what you see going on. I had an interesting discussion in the last hour. A lot of time when you're analyzing something, you get to a point where you're asking more questions than you have answers. I have more answers than probably anybody out there, including even Dr. Truat and other scientists that think they're experts on this because I spend day and night on it, all hours. But I'm actually at the point now where I have probably three times as many questions as I have answers. But there's some conclusions I've come to. The first one is, in 1997, when I traveled to Zurich, Switzerland, to give two lectures, one on fetal tissue transplantation for Parkinson's and diabetes, and another one on artificial fetus growth and genetic engineering to create transhumans, to which I did my lecture, they gave me a box of documents, including the documents about AIDS with another bioweapons, that the only way they could get it into people is they injected it. And when they injected it, people could transmit bodily fluids with sex, but you couldn't try to spread it by a droplet spray. So a lot of people, when the AIDS first came out, they thought there's something coughed on them to get AIDS, right? Now, AIDS is basically, the AIDS gene basically, what it does is disconnect your mitochondria. So it causes the same thing in a neutrophil, loss of neutrophils, so we get basically neutropenia of lymphocytes, a leukopenia. And, in fact, one of the tests you can determine if you do have true COVID-19, if you have the infection, it would be a neutropenia caused by the same thing as AIDS, because they inserted the AIDS gene in the bat virus in Australia. But the problem is their modeling that they had should have killed 2 million Americans already, and it hasn't. Secondly, the only way they got the AIDS into people is they injected this Canadian airline steward, who was very good-looking and extremely sexually promiscuous, literally hundreds of sexual activities a year. And he had sex with Haitians and other people, and it's because of sexual interaction, they spread bodily fluids, they could spread the AIDS virus. It's not spread by any other means other than IV use of illegal drugs and needles or sexual activity, period. Now, it's my suspicion that the forced vaccine thing, that even with the latest statements by the WHO, that I find particularly disturbing, is they didn't agree. They think China did a great job, but then they... said that when people use the Chinese-based or other-based viral testing to indicate they're virally incompetent, they've already had the COVID virus infection, that they say it's COVID, but it probably is a seasonal flu, that they're competent, the WHO is now saying, hey, no, that doesn't mean they're going to get a certificate that you can go back to work in Chile and Peru. I'm thinking, what the hell? And here's what I got to suspicion. This is something really disturbing. The vaccine that they want to give us after Labor Day, and I have a legal person who won't come forward on this, but I have other sources inside the intel agencies, they're already saying they have the vaccine now, they're doing initial trials, and they're going to foist it by legal requirements and oversee the Commerce Clause to, by federal edict and martial law, force you to be vaccinated, or you go to prison or get a major fine. Now, I can tell you right now, it's obvious to me from their modeling that this virus, if it was the major cause of death, which I'm sure it isn't, if they did gene chain analysis, my guess is 95% of the people that are dead died of seasonal flu or other cause of infection, and they try to cause it to be COVID so they get paid money. Like if you're in a hospital in New York and you wait somebody sicker from, say, seasonal flu until they need a ventilator, you slap them on a ventilator with high PEEP or cause them in expiratory pressure, and it kills them. I know I'm an intensivist, okay? So what I'm saying is we have a corrupt system, we have stupid epidemiologists and liars, and it's very likely, like they've been trying to break the firewall so it would attach to the Sigma-1 protein with Dr. Lieber at Harvard, which is why he had the Thallus Talents program and they arrested him 2.5 months ago, because he was working with the thallus talus to transfer to Dr. Leo the technology to reverse engineer the sigma-1 protein so the virus would jump the species and could enter the cells by aerosol spray. That's their whole goal. That's why Barack Obama and Dr. Fauci, when they temporarily paused the creation of the gain-of-function, which is basically to create an aerosol version of AIDS, which is what their goal was all along, and they then reinstated it and then shipped that research over at $3.7 million to Wuhan, including the 3BSL lab set up by George Bush Sr. in 2003, were transferred later as he was the emissary, or we would call ambassador, to China after his presidency, where they transferred those BSL lab research because they're trying to create an air-based or aerosol-based HIV, which is what their goal is. It's my guess is the reason why they're fast-tracking the vaccine is they want to inject the damn thing into us, along with either an armband or even just something in your cell phone like China, or it could be as weird or sci-fi as injecting nanobots or what we call smart dust so that they can use 5G and 6G to directly interface with our cortex and our brain or our DNA using epigenetic frequency control. But you don't even know to go that far. I have some strong suspicion, like, you know, the Texans I saw their banners last week, that this vaccine that they're planning to release after Labor Day under overcoming the Commerce Clause and people saying, I refuse to take the vaccine and they're going to go to prison or get a big fine, is the whole thing is this virus isn't killing enough people or making enough people sick. And so they want to force the friggin' thing by injecting it, which is just like HIV with the initial hepatitis vaccine that caused the AIDS epidemic. The AIDS epidemic is totally bodily fluids or exchange needles, period. It's not spread by aerosol. And I have a feeling they're having problems because it's not fitting their models, is it?
No, what do you think? Not at all, Doctor.
So in other words, I don't have all the answers yet, but I can tell you, people need terrain improvement. We are wearing a mask even for the seasonal flu. They should be taking our nutraceuticals to protect their immune system because bad food, demineralized food, high levels of electropollution now increasing with 5G network everywhere, all these things are reducing what's called terrain and making you weaker. That's why we can give you intravenous vitamin C or oral vitamin C and curcumin and simple things like vitamin D. And guess what? If you get any virus, your body handles it and you're fine. So they want a crisis so they can force vaccinate us, chip us, and put us into the matrix. Then the bottom line, I think, is if they can force vaccinate us, those stupid enough to submit to what's called the mark of the beast is an injected virus and either chips or even a tracking chip to make sure you enter the matrix cybernetically like the Chinese with their cell phones. But the real thing is, I think the extreme danger is don't freaking take the vaccine. Now people, I can't believe I've talked to relatives. They say, you can't say that. You'll be in jail. I said, I'd rather die fighting idiots trying to vaccinate me. If they have a vaccine for me to inject me, I have one for them, and it contains lead or scalar exotic technologies. I'm not going to submit, even at the moment of death, to their friggin' vaccine. What do you think?
Well, I have the same opinion, Doctor. No vaccine for this cowboy.
No. I'm working on a non-vaccine immunocompetence thing to improve against the flu or anything else, and we're going to do it as exosomes or dendritic cells. And it's going to be something you take orally, not a vaccine. I don't even want to call the word vaccine because I want people to realize the terrain is bad. People have got, like, blacks of 80% have got extremely low vitamin D levels, which is why even if you look at the seasonal flu, it's killing a lot more blacks. 70% of Hispanics, extremely low levels of vitamin D. 40-50% of whites, even whites, okay? People are locked indoors and not getting sunlight now as it's the spring and the sunlight. Why aren't they out getting sunlight? Well, this increases lethality of just a seasonal virus, doesn't it? That's why the flu goes away in the spring, because people get out in the sunlight, which kills viruses in the aerosol, and it makes your body resistant to the virus, making you ill. It's that simple, isn't it?
It is that simple, and unfortunately, simple things aren't allowed to be talked about, are they, Doctor?
Well, the thing is, as a doctor, and I've been in medicine now 50 years, I've been persecuted for being a scientist and a logician and a laboratory technologist and imaging expert first. And when I raise questions to my so-called colleagues that have their heads so far up their behind intellectually, they haven't seen daylight in decades. And people say, Dr. Deagle, you have a bad attitude. I said, yeah, it's been formed by being persecuted by people who are mentally midgets or that are so damn corrupt they just want to maintain a position even to cause death and destruction. That's why the MD stands for Megadeth, including that's why Dr. Bill Gates has an MD. He's a Megadether. And Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci, all these morons, are out there to have an agenda. They put a model together with DARPA. There would be 2 million Americans dead already, and they're not dead, are they?
No, not at all.
No.
Not at all.
So in other words, my guess is, yeah, maybe there's some places in BRI nations like Iran and Italy where they had a lot of Chinese and had some of the original virus. But if those people had competent immune systems, they weren't nursing homes not getting sunlight for 5 or 10 years, and they had competent food, not slop, they'd probably actually be able to have an immune system that could handle this and just be seasonal flu. My guess, if you did gene analysis, most of these people that died, even the research that we talked about with Truot in the last hour, died of seasonal flu, which is this year twice as lethal as usual. It on average year kills 39 to 45,000 people, and this year it's estimated, because it's more lethal, will kill 60 to 90,000. And I know, I had the flu in early December. It took me 3 times as long to recover from the damn thing, and it wasn't COVID-19. And I took my nutraceuticals, and it knocked it out, and I'm fully recovered without going to the freaking hospital, where they would have, if they got their paws on me, would have killed Deagle.
Yeah.
So you got to get it, people. Don't take the freaking vaccine they have. It probably is going to be lethal, and it'll be like the AIDS hepatitis vaccine, give you something that'll ruin your life and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Supplements. Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
John Moore here, and John, you're on Skype as well as on our regular audio here at Genesis. And I see you have your phone up. You're on the side here. I have your website up, thelibertyman.com. What I want people to understand is that there's three things going on. Number one, people need better trained help. They should all be on my first line of defense kit, and we should be taking things like vitamin D, zinc, or Minerals Plus, or zinc monoatomic. They should be taking your Neutrodyne, Allicin Med, things like Power C Plus crystals, and Cell Defense Plus, and so on. But these are for any kind of viral infection. It doesn't matter. Most people won't realize that a lot of people are suffering from infections and illness. Let me see if I can get you back up here. They're suffering because of they have basically incompetent immune systems because we've demineralized the soil. I've done the research going back from 1948 to 1994 over the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And what I see happening here is we have people with incompetent immune systems getting sicker and sicker. We've had electropollution. So your comments. Go ahead.
Well, they are, Doctor, and people need to be aware of that. And if they're a gardener, they need to build up that soil so it has the healthy nutrients in it that are possible. I have something more in our face, and that would be the fact that we called up 1 million men and women in the Army Reserve, IRR, allegedly because of COVID-19 infection. Way too many people. My opinion is tell a Chinese that would be a legitimate call up one. That many men and women to take care of complications of the virus. So I think that's where people's focus needs to be, Doctor, that where we are now will devolve into civil disorder very
much. Right. Well, yeah. Here's what I'm worried about. Two things. And we'll know in the next few weeks what's going to happen, because when they reopen the economy, one of three things happen. Number one, there's no surge of the virus happening because people are getting sunlight. And if they start to improve their diets as they get their economy back and buy good food, you'll, number one, not see a massive secondary wave like they're expecting. So that's possibility one. Number two is, if there is a secondary wave, it'll be because there is an actual spread of COVID, which I don't think is going on. I think most of these cases are seasonal flu. And the third possibility is that we'll get such strong reaction to the government and the globalists that they're not going to give licenses for people to return to their homes. And you're going to see revolution around the world, not just in America, but in Chile and Peru and around the world, where people are perceiving they've been scammed. And they want to return to their jobs because thousands of times more people are going to die from starvation, violence, suicide, and just being at home with their relatives where they fight with them than the virus. And now, if we did think that there were people at high risk, like seniors and people, put them on reverse protection. Have people like wear hazmat suits and, you know, respirators and masks and so on when they're working with seniors. But the idea of having all of us that have competent immune systems going to get sunlight and take these things to be that we can't work is insanity, and it's because they want to force vaccinate us. And if my theory is correct, and I think I'm on the right track because I got these documents in 97, they plan on injecting us with a real serious bioweapon around the Feast of Tabernacles, which is what the Lord told me years ago is the start of the last 7 years. We're not there yet. We're getting close, though, because if they plan on doing this right after Labor Day, it means their plan to force vaccinate us is the start of the real formal tribulation. Right now, this is just a warm-up. And the fact is, there's no more dead now than there would be from a really bad year, as they anticipated, of a bad seasonal flu, which was anticipated. Your comments.
Well, more and more of the evidence is becoming very clear, Doctor, that the numbers have been fudged, the numbers have been lied about, and that what's really happening is little more than a bad seasonal flu, and that it is a lot more contagious. That is a true fact also. But once you get it, you're no more likely to die than you would from any other flu. People with compromised immune systems, of course, are at risk. They're always at risk, and that's not different. That's not new.
But when you talk to regular doctors about how to build up the immune system of people that are sick in the hospital, I get doctors that act really ignorant with me. For example, 2 years ago, I talked to a cardiologist, and I did research with a Harvard cardiologist on the cause of people having heart disease. And I had a dual laser viscometer in my office that measured non-Newtonian fluid dynamics of blood flow. And all the doctors give blood thinning agents thinking that that'll stop heart attack. And they're full of it. There's no evidence in any lab test that anybody has an intrinsic or extrinsic blood pathway imbalance. If you do a live cell analysis, you'll see people that are forming clots are doing it because it's apotential or the cells cause them to stack and climb and clog together. And if you get things like nanokinase or lumbar kinase, which we can get from Asia, Or if you give things like and things like the Magi or the Salvedomat, it immediately unclunks it within a matter of seconds. So what we have is a situation where the doctors are so damn stupid, they can't even give people nutritional support so they have a functioning immune system, especially if they're a senior of heart failure, diabetes, and other problems. And then if we gave them nutritional support, a lot of them would adapt and they'd be perfectly fine. So this is basically an incompetent medical system that needs to die, not the virus. And we need a system. I see, part of your camera is kind of covering your face there now. Somehow there's something that slid over. Looks like a...
Something moved. I can take care of that.
Yeah. There we go. So anyway, what we have here now, I can see your smiling face. What we have here now, John, is a situation where I believe there's a massive scam here. Now, if Trump gets a clue, and he's losing actually in the polls, even to the sock puppet Biden, who wants to put a woman, and possibly a black woman like Stacey Abrams, is totally psychotic from Georgia. And what we need is a situation where Trump needs to get a clue. He's literally got people around there incompetent or they're devils, and he needs to get some backbone and say, fire the whole lot of them and get people that actually are scientifically valid and understand that the terrain of the population is the cause of this worse than regular seasonal flu. And it's not, right now, according to the projections, a true pandemic. Although it's killing people around the world, it's because seasonal flu kills that many people. That's what it does every year. That's because the food supply for the world is bad, genetically modified monocultured food, mineral depleted food, the spread of 5G network, which is electrotoxins and dirty electricity, and the health of the general population is getting weaker and weaker around the world. And then we say, well, we don't have enough respirators. It's like, are you kidding? People should never get to the point where they need respirators if they just take even high flow oxygen by nasal prongs or BiPAP if they ever needed something. But they need hyperbaric oxygen therapy and something to protect their mitochondria. This is a mitochondrial illness. If it's like HIV is a mitochondrial illness. And my guess is if they get their way and they vaccinate people and they're stupid enough to take the vaccine after Labor Day, then we're going to see a pandemic after the injection. The real pandemic, I think, is after Labor Day. What do you think?
Well, that's information you've got, doctor. And it's
and if I'm correct, and it's only suspicion at this point, but if I'm correct... Yeah, like the HIV, when they injected those people with the contaminated vaccine, they did the same thing, by the way, with the tetanus shots back in the 90s. And I actually got the documents where they actually sterilized women in the Philippines and Soweto, South Africa. And they sued in the International Court of Justice. And the Kenyan doctors 4 years ago discovered the same thing, that the vaccines for tetanus had been stopping the trophoblast by attacking first-stage pregnancy to make them sterile. 2.6 million women were vaccinated with this contaminated tetanus shot. So my guess, these global bastards are here to inject us because the pandemic didn't spread by oral, a respiratory spread, to kill as many people as they wanted, and now they want to inject the friggin' thing into the population. That's my guess. What do you think?
I agree with you, doctor. I think your analysis is right. Spot on.
Yeah, and you know what? If that's the case, Trump, you're going to lose the election unless you fire these bastards, and you need to get a clue to improve the nutrition of your population. You need to stop 5G, which you're pushing like crazy, and get a clue.
Get healthy.
This is the greatest important.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-21.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Small business loan applications are now being accepted as part of the Paycheck Protection Program. Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan tells CBS's Face the Nation he doesn't like the competitive aspect to that popular program.
Between Congress and the administration and American people, we need to get all these funded and not make this a foot race. Just get the work done and get everybody through.
More money was added to that popular program after the Democrats held up the funding for about a week. President Trump is questioning why the federal government should give funding to bail out poorly run states that usually lean Democratic during the coronavirus pandemic. On Twitter, the president posed the question and said most states are not looking for bailout help. The president did specifically highlight the state of Illinois, which he says is Democratic run and managed. You're listening to USA Radio News. Another major endorsement for the last Democratic candidate standing. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
It was not unexpected. The only question was when it would happen. And on Monday morning, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi released a video endorsing Joe Biden for the Democratic presidential nomination.
Now more than ever, we need a forward-looking, battle-tested leader who will fight for the people. A president with the values, experience, and the strategic thinking to bring our nation together.
And Pelosi added that elections always matter, but possibly never as much as the upcoming presidential balloting. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Senate will return on May 4th after an extended recess amid the coronavirus pandemic. That's at least according to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The GOP leader says the Senate will modify its routines, but will not try to legislate long distance anymore. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
John, you're on our video screen here. I want you to continue because I'm really seeing something coming up in the next few months. I mean, to me, this is very prophetic. I mean, I put a little beacon yesterday of the timing, and you got to go back to the Bible because the Bible is the ultimate equation from God. He said there's going to be a time, times, and half a time where the church will be two groups, not two individual, but two witnesses, meaning two groups of people. Messianic believers that are Christians that actually are tuned into here like the ancient Bereans that actually were studying the Bible to know prophecy. And then Messianic Jews like Rabbi Zev Parat, who knows our Christian people in Israel, who believes in Yeshua HaMashiach. So I believe what we're having right now is that the two witnesses are groups of believers. They're starting to gather knowledge and wisdom. They don't have a full clear understanding yet, but it's getting clearer and clearer. And this current situation is actually unveiling not only the good, but evil. It's unveiling it, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. And we're going to see things happen the next few months that are breathtaking. We truly live in historical times, Doctor. What's going on now will be in the history books for decades in the future.
Well, I'm going to predict a couple things. Number one, when Texas and other states open up their doors, number one, they're not going to have a giant surge like they predict, like Dr. Birx saying social distancing. Number two, we're going to still see these people dying, but they're going to die because their terrain, their body, has got crappy nutrition, no vitamin D, no zinc levels to suppress the RNA polymerase. And yeah, they're probably dying of seasonal flu or other causes of death because we're increasing not only crappy food, but pesticides and electropollution as a knee toxin. And the third thing we're going to see is we're seeing the death of the healthcare system. Doctors' offices are closing, hospitals are closing because they shut them down. Now, when they reopen them, people are going to be nervous to go back. There some will because they're worried about spread. And number two, other groups are going to just go back with even old masks on. I personally think the seasonal flu this year is worse than usual. And just to protect seniors, They should be wearing masks if they handle seniors or people that are at high risk like diabetes and other conditions. But the rest of us, I think it's way overblown. You know, I think they should be taking my nutraceuticals, but they shouldn't be freaked out and think that we've got to shut this thing down or have social distancing, like you can't go back to Stadia and have your burger or your fries and so on and watch a sporting event. If you take nutraceuticals and have something simple on, just to make sure if you've got a cough or whatever, don't go out in public and spread your virus to someone else, like simple cold or the flu. That just is common sense. And what I see is happening is the paranoia is being spread by globalists that have an agenda, isn't it?
Well, it is. Well, doctor, you know, we've had viruses and pandemics for centuries, and we quarantine the sick people. We don't quarantine the healthy people.
Right.
That's not how it's done. And well, that's common knowledge. It's common knowledge.
Now, you know who the smartest people in the world are?
Who's
My
that?
Wife's ancestors are Swedish, right? She's right. A J1C Viking, right? You know what Sweden's doing? Nothing. No bars are closed, no restaurants, there's no masks, everybody's out and walking around in sunlight now. It's spring in Sweden. And guess what? They're going to build up herd immunity. If they want to do any protection for seniors or people in nursing homes, have them have reverse protection. Make sure that you have a mask on or hazmat suit. Make sure that you use UVC lights to sterilize clothing and so on as they go in and out of these rooms with these people so they don't get the seasonal flu, which is very lethal this year. But other than that, let society continue, right? Oh,
well,
sound went for a second there. Go ahead.
Well, there's going to be a heavy price to pay what's being done to the economy. There's no precedence for this ever, and a lot of speculation on how to bring it back. But that's all of it is speculation.
I have first off, what I'm worried about is I'm worried that, number one, a lot of the medical system, including you call elective things like surgery and so on, is going to shut down and doctors are going bankrupt. A lot of restaurants and public events that people have, you don't want to go to or be shut down. They basically want to shut down churches. They have people like this idiot, Half Whitmore, and governor in Michigan, that basically says you can have an abortion, but you can't go to a sporting event or a restaurant. But you can't go to your doctor even for elective things like, let's say, a joint replacement, where everybody I know that needs a joint replacement is not friggin' elective. If you need a joint replacement of your knee or whatever, it's an emergency. So
right.
This she's such a halfwit and a tyrannical maniac. She disqualifies herself from being in any position in politics. Right?
Well, I agree, Dr. Well, in Missouri, they exempted churches from lockdown, so we have a smart governor here that did that, at least.
Which state is that, Missouri, right? Yeah, well,
Missouri,
he's a decent
Missouri,
person, right?
Yeah.
So where we have decent people, like in South Dakota and other places, and they did virtually very little, simple measures like taking sick people and making sure you wear a mask if you're in public. If you're dealing with seniors, do reverse protection on them and make sure everybody gets vitamin D in the state. In fact, if anything, buy vitamin D and send out bottles to everybody in the state. Right? Just vitamin D before you even add other stuff, right?
That's right.
And it's like, this is like a child's play, but yet the medical morons out there are saying it's a death weapon. We don't want you to have social distancing. I hear Burks continue to say the same things over and over again. And they want to give social distancing. So when you hear Dr. Bill Gates, this Dr. Death, MD, Megadeth, trying to say they want to continue the next year, there won't be an America even in the fall if they continue this crap. There won't be an America next year at all. There'll be a zone that used to be called America and a world order where they will have killed people by forced vaccinating with probably something like the AIDS virus that they injected to people, right?
That's right.
And then they'll say it was a secondary wave of the virus coming back in the fall, which is why they want to time it for the fall, because this isn't a secondary wave at all. It's an injected super weapon that they can't get enough dead by the aerosol spray because it's not working on their models, is it?
No, not at all. Not at all.
So what's our solution now? First off, legal action. I want people to prep up. If you don't have a gun and ammo, you also need to get ammo-making machines. You need to start collecting as local, eternal, anointed fellowships, leaves. I call the leaves of the tree. You need to get out of the big cities, away from the coastal areas. You need to get away from areas where you can have some self-preparation and self-protection with local people so you can have a watch. And I tell people, they need to start separating themselves from the political systems because all of them, to me, are corrupt. I mean, I get dozens of requests every day to support Trump. I'll support Trump when I can talk to him or his minions around him. But I'm not getting through to any politicians. Tom Cotton, who looks like he's a good guy, won't respond to me. Daryl Issa, even Dr. Shiva, who's actually fighting against Senator Warren. I'm not getting any politicians responding to me, even if I can just ask good questions and present data that shows the thesis behind what they're doing is completely insane and destructive. I mean, the shutting down of the economy will kill 1,000 times more people than the virus, right?
It will, and it will go on and on and on. This recovery will be very slow and very long.
Well, you know, the recovery that happened after 1929, which was totally manufactured, my grandfather told me how they did it. You know how they did 1929? The big banks decided to pull the number on the little banks and cause the credit collapse, which is on purpose.
Right.
And the collapse of 1929 through the 1930s led to their solution being to start the second phase of World War I, we call World War II. It was actually just a pause, wasn't it?
That's all it was. Yep.
Yeah. To pause in World War I. And the globalists want to, out of those wars, to create the League of Nations and eventually the United Nations so they can create global government. We have to realize we're being scammed by global satanic maniacs, and we're just stupid enough to go along with it. And if people go along and get vaccinated, God help them. If they want to vaccinate me, and I've had arguments with family and other people, I got a vaccine for them, and it contains lead or some other scalar advanced lethal technology. It won't just be non-lethal. I'm not going to go. I would rather go down the hail of bullets than have their freaking vaccine injected into me. What do you think?
Well, I don't tend to go down the hail of bullets, but I got plenty of bullets to head their way.
Right. Well, I'm also developing advanced technology, which I'm not going to share. Some people say, well, Dr. Dingell, I want to hear about it. Why would you hear? Well, you're not my best buddy. I'll tell you how to take a pepper ball gun, paintball gun, and just take out the oil and put in some high spice. But beyond that, I'm not going to share some of my advanced scalar technology except you're my close friend. But I can tell you what I'm designing and building is a lot more lethal than guns. And I tell you, these people are going to get a hell of a shock because much of the population are going to file legal actions. They're also going to file actions against their congressmen and senators, and they're not going to put up with it. So I want everybody that's listening right now to go to the How to Win in Court course, start filing against your congressmen, senators, and local politicians that are pushing this agenda. Because in the next few weeks, I expect the pushback from the population needs to get a lot stronger. Your comments. Go ahead.
Well, Dr. Shaw, it looks like we're on another break right now.
I can hear a bump, but I think we're going to go for a break. But I'm going to keep you on video while we're going to break. How's that?
Okay, that's fine.
We're on video, we're still live, okay? And we'll just continue for now because I think it's important to continue this dialogue. We're on break for about 3 minutes. So, John, That break is over at Genesis, but here it's not on our system right now.
Right.
Well, if you were given a prescription of what you would recommend, because you're a prepper, what would you say to people?
MedicalSafetyMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allison Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
John, we're back on the Genesis feed too, so I want you to summarize what you say people should do. Get a hobby farm. What else should they do to get ready for this?
Well, first of all, what is a hobby farm? A hobby farm is where the fruits, vegetables, meat, eggs is meant for consumption on the premises. Obviously, you sell anything you don't need.
Right.
But it's meant to support the people that live there, and that's the way people lived a century ago in much of America.
Right.
Being self-sufficient, and it could be one family, it could be 10 families, it could be more. Obviously,
right.
the more families, the more mouths there are to feed, but
right.
there's more hands to do the work also.
Right.
But it's too late to be starting a hobby farm, but it's not too late to become part of one that already exists, and that's what I would advocate to people.
Yeah, I'm sure there's enough hobby farms that exist even outside big cities that people... You know, if they commute, they need to actually start figuring out how they can get, for example, we have the Turtle Tough shelters that I have a contact of in Oregon. People need to be able to actually say, okay, I live in the city, but I'm going to have a Turtle Tough in the back of my van, and I'm going to connect with a hobby farm outside the city, and I'm going to start getting ready to prep to get out of the city when I see the danger arise at a certain level. And realize that they're going to clamp down the cities and they're going to be basically death zones because they're going to try to maintain that people can't leave the city. And if you don't have a, after this Labor Day, when they do it, if you don't have a certificate or a tracker chip that says you're certified to travel, you'll be arrested or put in prison or given major fines. My guess is just arrest you and put in civil detention camp. That's what I see coming this fall. How about you?
Well, unless they change some laws, all they could do is restrict you from flying on commercial airlines and entering federal courthouses and federal property like military bases.
Well, I heard they're going to override I heard what they're going to do from my lawyer contact. They're going to override the Commerce Clause and actually basically declare a form of medical martial law. And they're going to use the overrision of the 1890s Commerce Clause to actually override the constitutional objection to losing our rights to travel or even free speech or self-protection. And so... I basically, if you're correct and I'm correct, I think there basically would have been at least a soft coup against Donald Trump because if the man has two clues, he actually knows he's already coming in some conflict with Burks and Fauci, but he basically is acting like he thinks this is all going to blow away in the next few weeks. And if it does, number one, it proves the virus was a hoax. And number two, if they still talk about lockdown, which Dr. Burks is talking about, and social distancing, the economy is not going to come back. And if it doesn't come back, it'll kill...
No.
Yeah, and that means we need a total reversal in this stupid idea that we have right now, don't we?
Well, it is. People have debt that can't be serviced. It rolls uphill.
Yeah.
The restaurant owner can't pay the mortgage. then the bank isn't getting the mortgage serviced, and typically there would be an owner of the rest of the building the restaurant's in. It rolls right. uphill back towards the bank, and then the banks become insolvent because so many mortgages are being defaulted. It's yeah. just an absolute disaster, Doctor.
Well, most people realize that, for example, the Communist Chinese have funded and went into pension funds in California with and around the world, that as Communist China collapses, because right now the first famine that's going to hit is China, because all the countries that send food, like Argentina and Peru and so on, are going to stop sending food this week to China because of the collapse in their status. But they all want to blame, including Fox News, that China did this on their own. And without our help, they couldn't have done anything to create this so-called super weapon, which they said it is. And even if it's just seasonal flu, they're trying to blame the Chinese and say they delayed in getting the evidence to them, which is true. But the fact is that what's going on right now is way overblown, because the number of dead, according to their model, should be like hundreds of times more dead than they said already, isn't it? Hundreds of times.
It should be. It's not, and it's not going to be unless people get the flu vaccine this coming fall, which
right.
we need to discourage that and make sure people are aware that they should not be getting this vaccine.
Well, whenever I've seen the flu vaccine, I saw the evidence actually presented to Parliament in Canada 7 years ago said if you get the flu vaccine, your chances of even getting seasonal flu were 200 to 300% more and more likely to die. Do you know that that was actually presented in the Canadian Parliament 7 years ago?
Well, I'm glad it was. It should have been done in the U.S. Congress also.
Yeah, but they're more corrupt here. I think I call D.C. the district of criminals. So they get away with more stuff here in our political system because it's even more corrupt than Communist China. Even Chinese scientists have come up with information that I saw about February 17th that if this virus could affect the ACE receptor... You mustn't be getting much sleep. I see you yawning. The ACE receptor would cause sterility by locking out the sperm count, because one of the things they want to make this virus do isn't just to kill people, but to sterilize them. And this is one of the things that's come up with Dr. Megadeth, Bill Gates, I call him, Decker, MD, is they said, and they've said this back from the TED conference in 2015 and further papers he did with the United Nations, they want this vaccine to sterilize, because their whole thing is population control, isn't it?
Right. Right. Well, they've been doing that's nothing new. They've been doing that in Africa and Asia for many years, and it's
right.
well documented. Robert Kennedy Jr. has been doing an excellent job exposing us the last 4 or 5 weeks. Excellent job.
Right. Now, I think Robert Kennedy, I should try to get him on the show and talk about this, because what is happening is we're not getting through. The regular politicians are all corrupt or been basically threatened. They're afraid to be bold. And you and I are putting our lives in the line. I've been doing it for 20-plus years. And we're putting our lives on the line to tell the truth. And you see, telling the truth in a time of tyranny is a very violent thing to do against the New World Order and the demonic overlords who run this planet, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. And,
but it's the only godly thing to do is to stand up for the truth in our Most High God. And he said, I'm going to take the bride, which is the woman, over to the reach of the beast for time, times, and half a time. And I believe that's hobby farms. That's, I believe, getting out of the big cities. That's, I believe, disconnecting from the church, the public churches and the political system, and starting to grow your own food and not realize that the system, including forced vaccines, is to destroy your health, destroy your autonomy, destroy your ability to have even homeschooling for your kids so they can be trained to be little minions in a global elite, and even insert this vaccine that basically they said, I've seen from DARPA, that blocks the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor and takes away your God reflex, so your desire for any form of spirituality is gone because they damage your brain. They actually, I saw the DARPA things 8 years ago, so this is not a theory, people. They actually have these friggin' things, and they spend billions creating them, haven't they?
That's right, they have. I've seen the evidence of that also, Doctor. It's real. They do have a way of blocking your way to have a spiritual belief in your brain. It's pretty...
Right. And it doesn't matter what religion, whether it's Islam or Christianity or Judaism, it makes you basically a cyborg. And that's what they want to do. They want to cyborgize the human race and have an underclass of fleshly cyborg, fleshly computers that are operated that look like humans, but they're not anymore, are they?
No, not in the way that we think.
And they've actually told me when I went to Zurich, their plans by 2030, which is Agenda 2030, they want all wild reproduction to stop and all fetuses, babies to be grown in laboratories with gametes submitted or even a punch biopsy of your forearm for males or females, creating ova and sperm. So if you think this is a theory, you out there that are not listening or not researching it don't have access to all this information. It's in almost public documents like Agenda 2030 and elsewhere like World Watch Institute. It's in public documents, but people, even when they see it, like they will look at the mirror like it says in the Bible, and they walk away and don't recognize their own face.
Right, right.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing, and it's exactly where we are, Doctor, absolutely.
Yeah. So your advice is definitely, if you don't have a hobby farm, connect with somebody that does have one. Number two, get yourself prepped up to get out of the big cities and be ready. Refuse the vaccine and be prepared to defend yourself physically and with violently if necessary. File legal actions like pro se litigant actions now against your congressman, senator, and this president if they try to force vaccinate you with an executive order. And realize that we're on the verge of a revolution in America because a number of states, I believe we're going to see states secede from the union. Governors are going to not comply with federal orders as they try to force vaccinate us. Citizens are going to rise up by the millions and resist it. And a lot of people think, well, if you don't, you're a criminal because you're going to spread the virus. Right. They want to spread the virus by injecting it because it's not killing enough people by aerosol spray, is it?
No, not at all. No, they want injections, yeah.
Yeah, my guess, if there is any, is being spread. It's a tiny fraction of the dead. Most of the dead are dying of seasonal flu, which our first-line kit would help them. But they want to inject the virus just like HIV when they did this back in the decades ago when they launched the HIV by putting in the hepatitis vaccine and having the index case Canadian airline stewards spread it to Haiti and elsewhere by sexually being promiscuous and homosexual. That's an IV drug use. That's how it spread. It does not spread by aerosol, which they, by the way, tried to spread it by putting this in this SARS virus in animals and bat viruses in Australia and by recombining it to make a chimera to have an airborne super plague who get airborne AIDS. I have a feeling they didn't succeed and their models are blowing up in their face and we need to resist with, if necessary, legal and personal protection of whatever kind necessary to stop this friggin' scam and this giant global hoax.
That's exactly what we need to do, Doctor. Thank you. It's good to be with you, as always.
Yeah, it's good to have you on screen, although I see you're tired from all these things going on, so I see you yawning a lot.
Well,
you can sign off now. You can even wave to our audience because they can see you on video. You're on video screen, okay. Sending over by YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and Periscope. Thank you, John Moore. Amazing show today. And thank you for people for listening. We'll be back with some videos afterward on major news updates. Thank you. Take care and take action. Do get your first line kit. Get your Magi, get your terrain improved. And whatever virus you have, disease you have, we'll be able to treat it with our first line kits and our consults. But you can contact me free.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.